This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Mike Schoke and the Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And I feel like seven.
It's Mike Schoke.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man, like plural, big, lots of S's. Lots of E's in S. Bees. that was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man, that kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
You know what hasn't come up in 3 hours? I mean, a lot of things, but What was the biggest topic yesterday after the game?
Winning a close game.
Right. Right. I haven't even thought of it, and nobody's mentioned it.
It's so boring when they're expert. Like, they were, it was a masterclass, 4 minutes. It's perfect. Everything. Really great.
Yeah. So what happens to that then? The one score thing.
Prediction: if the Bills lose their next one score game, it percolates. If it happens two times in a row, we forget that yesterday ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably what will happen. It'll be back to, well, it's 8 out of the last 9 or whatever. Mm-hmm. That some people will just be ready to go on it. So yeah, I think that's, yeah, it's forgotten until they lose another close game.
Yeah, maybe.
Sort of like, you know, Peyton Manning can't win in the clutch until he does. But then the next time he doesn't, you're like, he never can do it. Yeah, but the last time.
It's only one time.
Right.
Manning cast is back tonight.
Yeah, I saw that.
See the guest
list?
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Will you watch that?
No.
No.
I'm still, I like it in theory. I don't like watching a game through that lens. As much as the announcers make me and I want to say us crazy, I need the mechanical boredom of the booth. It sort of freaks me out when we don't have it. And furthermore, anything that's interesting, I'll see on Twitter. So like, I don't feel like I need to sit there and babysit it. I'm gonna get the highlights. So I'll watch the game with, you know, what I'm more comfortable with, and that'll be Buck and Aikman.
Right. John Hamm, by the way, also.
Yeah, that's right. I did see that.
That guy's everywhere, though. I don't have any sort of need to see John Hamm talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's everywhere. He's kind of on everything.
The ads, yeah.
Right? Is there any mystery about John Hamm left?
The mystery might be why he's doing so many ads.
He is the new Fletch. I want to see the new Fletch movie, and I have not.
See, I did not know that, because I'm wondering, what is he up to professionally?
Fletch.
That he's got all this time to invest in doing these ads.
The movie is called Confess Fletch.
Okay.
I was a Fletch guy.
Yes.
Very much so. Very much so.
I remember. Yeah.
Refusal to pay alimony is a jailable offense, Fletch. To that extent, where I can quote most of the movie, Fletch.
It's been a while since you have riffed Fletch lines, and I've sat here silently I've never seen any of the movies.
Oh, he draws the foul.
Yep.
It's the same scene, by the way. Oh, he draws the foul.
Oh, thank you. I'll make a note of that for the next time I watch Fletch, which will be never.
Listen, you can't run the ad and then not run the story. You can't? Why not? Really? Frank, you get the story, you'll be very happy with it. I believe Louisiana... just turn me off. I believe Louisiana is the Pelican State.
Just turn them off.
Just turn me off. Here is Steve with us. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Longtime fan.
Thank you.
Hey, I'll keep my thoughts brief here. I just wanted to call in and talk about Tua real quick. Been, you know, reading up on the headlines, everything. And I feel like something no one's really bringing up is just the dirty hit that was on him the first time around. I felt like the fans are doing their thing, donating to charity. That's great. But I feel like the team's got some responsibility here to help out with medical bills or something, because really it was not a good hit. It was, I thought, pretty dirty.
You're talking about
Milano on Tua?
Yeah, the first hit. Sorry.
Okay.
Right. I mean, it was flagged. It you know, I don't think it was terribly violent. It had a very violent outcome. So I mean, I think it was appropriately penalized myself.
Yeah, I mean, pay the medical bills. Okay, that's a take.
Yeah. It was late and it was unnecessary. It wasn't particularly egregious as far as like violent goes. Again, it had a very bad outcome. Tua, assuming he suffered a head injury indeed on that play and then played 4 days later.
Philadelphia is the only remaining undefeated team. They were down 14-0 yesterday to Jacksonville.
Pretty fast, right?
Yeah. Pretty fast. Pick six early and came back and won. And that's a very interesting team, the Eagles. Did you see that Trevor Lawrence lost 4 fumbles in this game?
I did, yeah.
Whoa. Dude. Yeah.
Similar conditions to what the Bills and Ravens played in, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It didn't look like a real nice day in Philly.
You know, this was not a flip-around 1 o'clock window day for me. I'm sitting here in the studio watching the Bills game. You know, I'm following all my fantasy stuff and play-by-play of every other game, but I'm not watching any of them. 4 o'clock, I had a little window to myself there when I got home and watched I liked the Raider game the most. Raiders, Broncos. Denver looked a little bit okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like Wilson.
What, big play down the field to Hamler, was it?
To get
them kind of back in it, but yeah.
Judy had a nice touchdown. Sutton had a decent day. I read that Wilson's EPA is best in the league when throwing to wide receivers this year and worst when throwing to anybody else. So they should probably do more of that.
Yeah,
and everybody said the receivers are good.
Right, and they haven't done a ton of that.
No.
Yeah.
But the Raiders get their first win, and Denver loses Javonte Williams for the season. He has a bad knee injury, multiple ligaments torn.
ACL plus something else, yeah, right.
Right. So not a great start for them. They play Thursday night against Indianapolis, which might be down Jonathan Taylor. And how about their season so far, too? Like, Matt Ryan has fumbled 9 times.
Yeah.
So far. Come on. Indy at Denver is Thursday night. That could have been a good game. I don't think it is.
Yeah, it's like, is one of these teams going to be any good this year at all? Bowl is what that sounds like to me.
Desperation will be
right
in the air.
Save your season, Bowl. Yeah.
The more desperate team will be the winner.
Because
they'll win. Someone will win, and then we can say they were the more desperate team.
Yep.
We'll just
say that means we were right. Yep.
That means we were right.
I'm glad you figured that out after all these years.
Yes.
That's how this works.
the more desperate team will win. I'll tell you after the game is over which team was more desperate. Phil is next. Hello, Phil.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing, Phil. Thanks for calling.
Two quick points, and then I'll just see what you guys have to say. One, I listened to some this morning and then some a little bit earlier. And to the Bills fans who are clamoring for the run and, like, we got to run better, Zach Moss, Singletary, we got to do better, I say please go away. And I will let Josh throw the ball 50, 60 times. I don't care. I love it. And second, when are we signing OBJ? Thanks.
I'll yeah. Listen. Okay. Thank you. I don't mind, as you know, I think, probably. Like, I'm not making the running game point ever. It's always better to be good at things you're not good at. But their chances this year ride with Allen, and that will not change. On Beckham, I have no idea what Beckham wants to do, because it'll be up to him.
Right.
If the Bills seem to him to be far and away the, or even maybe just by a little bit, the best team, then I think it's possible. But otherwise, I would probably not think that, because I've always grown accustomed to thinking those ideas are kind of,
yeah,
you know, fantasy land. But Miller happened, and maybe he does sign.
Yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed the Von Miller recruitment process here that we've had going on with Beckham. I hope he gets healthy enough to play, and when he is, wants to play for the Bills, because I think they could totally use him. So I like this idea in the summer, and if nothing else, what you've seen with Davis and just how quickly you are to Jake Kumerow on your depth chart, it's early in the year. Maybe that's different. Maybe Shakir by some point, you know, if he demonstrates enough competence, maybe that changes. But you're one injury away from Jake Kumerow playing as your starting boundary wideout. Tell me again, you don't have room for Odell Beckham Jr.? I mean, I know he doesn't probably play special teams or block. But yeah, I'm here for that. I'll take Beckham if he wants to come all day.
I think I'd like for fans, again, to hear this. You know, it's not something that you necessarily wouldn't have picked up on yourselves, but Allen's depth of target is way down from other years. They are throwing the ball shorter, and this is connected, earlier in plays. 2.64 seconds, I believe I heard. And that's low. That's maybe a career low. And 7.1 yards, average depth of target. Allen's passing. It's always been above 9. One year it was 11.5. Like the Wild West. 7.1. So you have, now it's 4 games. It's a sample that you can sort of look at and talk about. It's not one game where this happened and who knows if that's what you really want to be. There is a fundamental change in how their passing offense works, whether that's personnel related or not, or philosophy related. I don't know. Maybe I should know. I'm sure it's been talked about a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a reaction to two high safeties, and that like that started to be a thing. It was definitely a thing with the Chiefs and Mahomes last year, and was a thing at times for the Bills and Allen, and I think their answer was to come out with that offense, getting the ball out fast, and Allen becoming more of a technician rather than, you know, just schoolyard, you know, just, you know, extemporaneous creating. I mean, that's great to be able to do, but I think they want to have something that will force teams, like you saw in the Tennessee game and the Ram game, force a team to come out of that. And then that's when you hit him over the top. Now, there's been a Davis injury that has maybe complicated or, you know, really just hurt their ability to do that. And, you know, Miami got home with some blitzes last week. But I think that it looks like if this isn't a gross overreaction to 4 games out of 17, I think their answer, their antidote to two high safeties is Allen getting the ball out of his hand in 2.5 seconds. And eventually you creep up, and eventually we're going to hit you. But we haven't had the hit in 2 games. We did in the other 2 games.
And it has been Singletary who was not. I mean, they've drafted and gone into the free agent market to try to replace him in this particular way. But they have not been able to, or they haven't wanted to, whatever it is. I mean, Cook was the guy ultimately for this, I think. I think we all think. And that hasn't worked. Like, he's not catching the ball, and he's not staying on the field because of that. So Singletary is, but Singletary has held up. He is second on the team in catches. I think he had 40 last year, and he's at 17 already. So that's a big year in the making, perhaps. That's a big fantasy year, too. You'd want a running back on this offense who catches the ball, as long as you knew there was going to be one. And he's playing a lot and getting receptions. Lucky you, perhaps, if he's on your roster.
If you've got him, yeah.
That might be the bottom line. Mondays on our show means Eric Wood visits. And if you missed Eric, we'll have him for you next. The Monday night game is Rams-Niners. Should be good. Niners minus two at home. You get points with the Super Bowl champs in week four. I would take them, but I'm bad at that stuff. All right. Time out then, Eric. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.